above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. He is Lord over it all, and in Him we live and move and have our being. You have to keep emphasizing this peace, because everything in the world seeks to take you away from that. Everything in the world and the world system seeks to try to make you think another way, try to make you believe in something that is a lie or a deception, but that truth resonates within your heart, knowing that He indeed is the King of Kings. He indeed is the Lord of Lords. He indeed is above it all. And we follow Him. We follow the Good Shepherd. We know His voice. We will not follow another. And in the middle of all the discouragements, the attacks, the attempted seductions of the world, we still continue to press forward and press on in our time in the earth, knowing that appointed unto every man or woman is a time to die, and after that, the judgment. So after we live out our lives in this world, which is for a window, we all depart. So while we're here in this window, it should be about our Father's business. It should be about what it is that He is doing, not what we think in and of ourselves to try to do while we're here in the earth, because anything that's done apart from Him, all our good works are like filthy rags in God's sight. So we can't really do anything apart from Him. Jesus said, apart from me, ye can do nothing. And He also said, I only speak the words I hear my Father speaking. And he said, I only do the things I see my Father doing. So we want to speak the words that God has for us to speak. We want to do the works that the Father is doing and the Father has for us to do, knowing that whatever we do in connection with Him, whatever we do in connection as being engrafted into the vine as an overflow from that connection and from that relationship that we have with Him, those are the things that are lasting. Those are the things that are eternal. Those are the things that have real everlasting consequence. So, you know, a principle I learned, you know, a number of years back was activity is not necessarily productivity. You can be very active and not very productive. You can be very busy, but not really engaging in the things that God would have you to engage in. And there is a part in the hearts and the minds of people that wants to just keep moving to try to avoid dealing with any of the realities that are going on. And right now, as the world continues to escalate, and as things continue to ramp up, as the wave has already begun, the thing that, you know, I've talked a long time ago about that to some people in confidence and then to others even on air years ago. But now as we are moving into that which God has shown us and shown His people, and you know, giving advance notice to those that walk with Him, that seek the truth, that know the light, that follow the Good Shepherd, which is among those who listen in here and among those who walk this thing out. So we've been given the heads up, and we have been moving in that. So we don't go out and petition and try to garner people in, but we make the truth known for anyone that has a heart to receive it, and an ear to hear, and eyes to see, and an understanding heart that wants to respond. So that's how God does it with us. That's how God does it with you. So, but for those that have been on that path, you've been given the heads up. You know right now what you're in the middle of. And so part of it too, if you guys missed the podcast that we did with Zeph and Trish on the 20th, try to get a hold of that one and listen to that one, 20 on 20 that we did there, because we talked a lot about, you know, what we're in the middle of right now. And sometimes when God has us publish here on Faith Mix, we don't cover as much in the current affairs as some other places when we talk about things, but that's just because we just speak what God has for us to speak here. But, you know, we're always aware of the things that are going on around us, because God has us in this window and in this season right now, because this was the window and the season that we agreed to be in this life. You know, Jesus came into this world at a certain time, at a certain window in a certain season. And he, the Word became flesh and it walked among us. And he walked among us and he did certain things. He said certain things. He accomplished a mission. He did all of that for God's purposes. You, my brother, you, my sister, being made in the image and the likeness of God, have come into this earth as well at this window, at this season, at this time, for God's reason and purpose. And the enemy would want to keep you away from fulfilling that reason and that purpose for which you came into the earth. So he will work very diligently and very deliberately to try to seduce you into his side. And if he can't get you that way, he'll try to oppress you and just to pound you and just to grind you down and wear you out. Whatever is necessary to keep you from moving into what God has for you. So the ideal for the enemy, the enemy's top choice would be to get you to, of your free will, bow your knee to that system. And just like the offer that was made to Jesus in Luke chapter 4, and give you something in the world. Now, most people that try to go that way, they don't get offered what Jesus was offered, which was all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. But, you know, they'll give you some crumbs or something. But whatever it is that's within your heart that you have not surrendered to God, your personal idol, that personal thing that you want and that you desire. And the world will offer that to you and say, all you got to do is bow down and we will give you a fast track to that which you desire within yourself. But the thing that they don't tell you is that they consume your soul. And by going that way, you go away from the path of life. You go away from your Creator. You go away from the one that made you, that loves you. And you sell out to that which is anti-Christ, that which is anathema, that which will actually ultimately be wiped out when the light comes in, when the truth comes in, exposed for what it is. So you know, but they offer you that. It's false advertising. And, you know, in some ways, it is a legitimate offer, but for a limited time. And with that, there's an emptiness, there's a sorrow, there's a loss, there's a lacking. You know, there's a... I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie, it's kind of like a cartoonish rendition of it, but Beowulf. And, you know, there's... You know, this you'll see this parallel throughout movies all over the place. But in that movie, when there's Angelina Jolie and Anthony Hopkins and others that are in there, but the main character Beowulf, when he gives himself over to that side, and then all of a sudden he just, you know, he starts winning every battle easily, and it's like not even a challenge, and there's an emptiness in it for him, because he knows that there's part of him that's gone too, and so even as he just goes forward as this conqueror, but there's this emptiness that's there within him, because he's lost that which is eternal. And you'll see that in the world. You know, you go the way of the world and it destroys you. You go the way of the world and there's nothing but sorrow. You go the way of the world and you have to remain and hide in the darkness because you don't want it to come out. But here's the kicker. Right now, that wave of light that is continuing to grow and to increase and to fill the whole earth, that wave of light that we are on and we are flowing with right now as we're flowing with Christ, it is going to just continue to increase. And the things that are in the darkness will not be able to stay there. They can't scramble fast enough. They can't move things quick enough. They can't get things under control with enough speed. And so it's just moving faster and quicker. And you know, every time that they think they got one thing squelched, five more things pop up. Because we have transitioned already. In when we're moving in through, so it's a bumpy transition, you know, but it's going to continue to go. It's going to continue to go the way of the Father, the way of God's plan, God's returning of something else into this paradigm. Now, here's the thing, you know, I think so often people want to try to know everything, but you know, they want to try to figure things out in their brains and their natural mind, and that's that in a way is an idle pursuit, because there's certain things that God will have you to know, but it would be much more fruitful to just know what you need to know in the moment that you are there, and the Spirit of God can give you that, and then to flow with God with what He's doing right now. So here's the thing. If you figured out everything, it's not like you get a medal or an award for that. It's so, you know, and I know there's a natural curiosity that's there, but you have to bring that before the feet of the Father and just say, Lord, I just want to flow with you. I want to stay in step with you. I need to just be in line with what you are doing at such a time as this. Because that is the ultimate purpose. That is the ultimate place of existence. Because when you can flow in I am, that is a powerful way to exist for your window in the earth. You know, the other day, and I think I talked about this recently on the last show I did with Zeph and those guys and Trish, and you know, for 20 on 20, but just something I was thinking about the other day when I was out and about was nothing before this moment exists. And that was a powerful thing to ponder, because all from whatever it is that you have in a construct of what the past has been, it doesn't exist. You know, I mean, from a scriptural standpoint, if you need the scriptures, you know, in Christ Jesus, He makes all things new. You know, it's He is I am. So we're in I am. We're in that. So there's plenty of things that you can use as a scriptural foundation for that concept, for that idea. But if you can shift into that place where it's like everything that might have come before, good or bad, you know, whether you are on a mountaintop or you are in the valley or you are in the trenches or whatever it may be, everything before this moment doesn't exist. Right now is what you have. And in this moment, is your face towards the Father or is it away from Him? Are you being pulled in another direction or are you being pointed towards Him? Are you seeking Him? Are you seeking His face? Are you listening to the voice and the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit? You know, the angels in heaven constantly have their face towards the Father. They constantly are looking to Him. You know, and the world, what the world looks to do is to try to get your face turned somewhere else. Whatever it may be, whatever it could be in the world. And that's why, too, when you know the Father, when you know Christ Jesus, the things of the world grow strangely dim. Why is that? Well, part of it is because they don't have your attention anymore. They don't have your focus anymore. They don't have their enticement in you anymore. So your face is towards the Father. So those things are like, okay, you know, it's sure, it's a pretty car, but it's a beautiful car, but I'm looking this way. I've got something else has my attention. Something else has my heart. You know, it's a beautiful person. You know, it's a beautiful woman, whatever. But something else has my heart. Something else has my volition. Something else has my attention. God has my attention. Sure, there's all these positions in the world and you know, all of what they are. But, you know, something else has my focus. And I'm listening to the sound of His voice. And I don't want to follow another. Now, if there are things that come along the way that, you know, that are in line with how He unfolds His plan and purpose in your life, then sure, great, fantastic, wonderful. But it still will not change your focus. It still will not change where your heart is. It still will not change how you live out your time in the earth. Now, overlay that to the current affairs that we live in right now. Wars and rumors of wars and, you know, false flag attacks and then real acts of terror and destruction and all the rest of that. Well, how now do you live? Well, it doesn't change. In the middle of all of that, you, whether it is in peacetime or in war, you still seek the face of the Father. And whatever it may be, whether it's lean times and famine or whether it's abundance and prosperity, you still listen to the sound of His voice. You still seek His face. You still bow your knee before the King of Kings. That doesn't change. There's a consistency in how we live our lives. There's a consistency, and we know the line of limitation between how we are in the world but not of it. So just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were brought before the king, when they were brought before Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, look, you guys, either you bow down before this statue, before the idol that I've set up, and they said, oh, king, you know, we're not going to be careful in answering you according to this matter. You know, I mean, as far as us doing our job, as far as administrators in your kingdom, and doing a good job, and being honest, and being faithful, and trustworthy, and doing all of that, we've done far more than anyone else, you know, that's within your kingdom. And we've had more wisdom in guiding our affairs, and we've done things the right way, and we've done right by you. But as far as this matter comes, when it comes to our spiritual allegiance, when it comes to who we serve, when it comes to who we walk with, when it comes to that ultimate peace of who we are in the earth, we are not going to be careful in this matter, because who we serve is the King of Kings. So if you throw us into a fire, it doesn't matter, because we know the one that we serve, and he can save us out of that fire if he wants to. And if he doesn't, even if he doesn't, you know, just know this, we're not going to bow down to anything that you've set up. They knew the dividing line and drove Nebuchadnezzar nuts. Now God showed up in that situation and walked with them in the midst of the fire. Even the soldiers that were sent to throw them, if you want to go back and read this, it's in the book of Daniel. I believe it's chapter 3. But, you know, in that situation, in that context, even the soldiers that bound them and took them in and to throw them into the fire, the soldiers themselves died from the heat of the flames. Even though Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked among that furnace that was stoked to 7 times hotter than it had ever been before. So just this blazing inferno. So he just wanted to incinerate them. Now, all that rage and all that hate neutralized, and God just walked in the fire with them. And they couldn't go in to get them when they saw them walking around in the blaze. So he had to ask them to come out. Because even there was a limitation to Nebuchadnezzar and all of what he had been. It's like, yeah, you can go this far, but you can't go any further. And there will always be that line of limitation. Now, if God chose in that situation to allow Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to check out because their mission and their purpose was done, that would have been fine too. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. So to be afraid to depart from this world is to have some area within yourself that's not been completely given over. Because for us, it's okay. It's not a big deal. You know, if God chooses to have us here, great, because then we will be about our Father's business while we're here. If God chooses to pull us out, great, because then we get to go on to be with him and on to the next. You know, but to live is Christ and to die is gain. Now, while we're here, yes, you are going to face oppression and you are going to face attacks, because if you choose to go with God and the world can't seduce you in, which it will try, and it will try with honey, absolutely, it will bring the best that it's got your direction. But hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. So the second that the honey doesn't work, oh, they will come with just vengeance. And what did you do? You didn't do anything. You just are seeking to follow God and seeking to walk with him. And yet, railing accusation and just anger and animosity and stalking and gaslighting and all these horrible little tricks that the enemy does and trying to deny you opportunity and to thwart the work of your hands, whatever it may be, over and again. And you know what? Yes, that stuff is frustrating. It is frustrating, and it is hurtful, and it is painful to see the works of your hands destroyed for no reason other than the fact that you follow Christ. To be rejected for no reason other than the fact that you speak the words of God. To have people that shoot against you just because of who you are in the Spirit. That said, if you were not who God made you to be, the sorrow would be unbearable within your soul, because there would be a split between who you are in the truth, in the core of who you in your being, and who you are pretending to be. The only way that you will ever know joy and peace that God has for you is when you are true to who God made you to be. You have to be. You have to be. And something that is true to what it is very, very difficult to destroy. Darn near impossible to destroy. Something is true to what it is. It's just, it is what it is. The thing that's easy to destroy is the lie, is the fake, is when something is different within than what it portrays without. That's easy to destroy because it's already split, it's already broken, it's already fractured to start with. And that's why as we move into this age of light, so many things are just going to crack up. The first things that will crack up are the things that are split. The first things that will crack up are the things that are something different within versus something different without. So you will see more and more of that. The things that are split are going to be the things that are going to fall apart first. So as you continue to persist in the things of God in such a time as this, just know that the world is going to launch whatever it's doing. But here's the thing. Always remember that God is always taking care of you. He's always watched over you. And He's protected you from a ton of stuff, but He has allowed some things to get through for a reason. And in the past, part of the reason has been because you have learned through the things that you have struggled through. The struggles have produced strength within you because you've not turned back. You've not been a fair weather fan. You've not been a sunshine Jesus kind of person. You know, where all is, if it's sunshine and rainbows and everything's cool, you're going to stick around. But what happens when there's a hard teaching? Then you run away. No, you've not been one of those. What happens when there's a little bit of persecution? Then you run away. No, you've not been one of those. What happens when things start to fall apart, but you still hold on to Him because you know where else are you going to go? Because you know He's got the words of eternal life. That's the one you've been. You've continued to follow and to persist. Even though the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world would try to choke it out and make it unfruitful, that word of truth continues to persist in you and you go a different way and you are the good soil. And that word has gone and rooted itself deeply within you and you producing that fruit that God has to be produced in your life. It wouldn't come another way. It wouldn't come another way. It would not emerge another way. You have to go through like that. But that said, we're shifting dynamics right now. The world, the paradigm is shifting. And because things are shifting and things are changing, it can get very interesting. So I'm on one level, I'm excited because we are in uncharted territory. We are in a new, already a transitional thing that's taking place. And with that, here's part of what I also just like to put out there. But things can change on a dime. They can change for the good, and they can also change for something difficult. So you want to flow with God. You want to, when I say good or difficult, that can also be, you know, the external situation is just what it is. So I don't want to overemphasize that, but we live in certain paradigm. But I just want you to be aware of this. So you need to pray. And you need to continue to ask God, what would He have you to do? Where would He have you to engage? How would He have you to pray? Oh yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, when you pray, things change. When you pray, things get affected. When you pray, you're being God's agents in the earth at such a time as this. It is powerful, the prayers of the saints. Now, you've already seen certain things happen with just the regular, consistent 20 on 20s that we do, you know, as we're part of that. Absolutely, you're seeing that. And continue, that's just 20 minutes once a month. And we're already seeing impacts in one of the biggest slave trade industries that's been going on from time immemorial. Now, we're just going to continue to pray, continue to persist, because it's the heart of God. When you align yourself up with the heart of God and do the will of God in the earth, that's where you want to be. You know, instead of you praying and asking and saying, God, make me this or make me that. No, just pray and say, God, you know, I'm yours, 100%. Where would you have me to go? What would you have me to do? How would you have me to pray? What's on your heart? Who are you? Whose heart are you working on right now, Lord, that you would have me to go talk to? Try that. Instead of it being you apart from God, trying to do something for God, why not align yourself with Him and say, Father, what are you working on this day that I can just be a part of? How would you have me to speak? What would you have me to do? You know, I am so grateful for the way that God had us to structure Faith Mix. Just for one pure reason is that I see now why He did certain things. He had us set up an independent site from the very start. And I realize now more and more why. Because all these extensions, you know, whether it's something like our page on Facebook or, you know, how Twitter or any of these other places, all these social media things, all these other broadcasting options, they're all being censored right now. They're choking out the voice. They're trying to keep light away. And so even though we've had hacks on our page and we've had bot attacks and DNS attacks on our page where our site's been shut down before, but we've been able to get it back up again, and grateful for Daniel who does such a great job with that. And but here's the thing. Constantly, the sets of you guys out there that are listening just continues to grow. Whereas we know if we were in their systems, they would just crush it out. They would just choke it off because they don't want this voice out there. They don't want these resources available to people. They don't want people to be able to get the truth. So they choke it out. So we understand now, even though we didn't understand early on, we just were doing it. So there's a lot of things that are going to be like that where you may not understand early on why God has for you to do certain things. Now, does that mean that this will be up forever? No, probably not. You know, it's up for this window, just giving us a bit more staying power, because probably it's going to be necessary for a little bit longer window. That's probably all. But really, as long as God has for us to speak, we will work to try to speak. You know, as long as God has for this voice to be out there, we will work to have the voice out there. As long as it's something that the way is made for it. But hey, listen, I am okay the moment that God says, all right, that's it, done, good. Well done, good and faithful servant, carry on. Like, that's fine. But I know, too, that God stirs within us because there's also need to put this out there. So we just do that. And yes, there is blowback. When you do the things that God has for you to do, you will have attacks from the enemy that come your way. But you've been given weapons of your warfare. That's part of what's in Ephesians 6. So we know that we've got these weapons of it because we're in a war. You are in a war. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. You know that you're in the middle of a war. So the fact that you're in the middle of a war, you better armor up. You better draw your sword. You better have your shield held high. You better know that what you're up against. I have seen the damage that the deaf, dumb, and blind commercial religion church has done to people. I've had to, for myself, work off a lot of that mind programming and mind control to understand who God has really made me to be, because so much of it that I was fed was lies from those guys. And it took a while. It took a while to be able to understand who I truly am in Christ. You are a warrior. They try to make you just a lamb to the slaughter, but that's not who you are. You are not a lamb to the slaughter. You have been made a warrior in Christ Jesus. You've been given every weapon that you need to deal with the enemy of your soul. You are supposed to be using that. You're supposed to be engaging in the earth. You're supposed to be pushing back the forces of darkness at such a time as this. As God moves through you, it's not you doing it, but you are available for that work, and God works through you. Because for this reason, Christ Jesus was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. So why not engage in that? And that's why they pay the organized religion services of the world to mind control people so that they never take up their authority in Christ Jesus, so that they never try to be part of the solution. No, what they want to do is make you show up once a week and pay your percentage, your 10% of your slavery to the world and the world system, that they have you in their building, and then call that a life. My gosh, that's just evil. That's just evil. Evil. Would to God that people would just move forward and be free. free in Christ Jesus, knowing His voice, walking it out with Him. God may send you to the other side of the world. Go! We may have you right here and engaging. All right, then get to it. He may not ever have you go anywhere on a Sunday ever again, or Saturday, or Friday. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. You follow His voice. You do what He has for you to do. You know, I have so many, it's so funny, because all these pastors and spiritual readers, leaders, quote unquote, they will write me in the back channels. And because they know, just like Nicodemus went to Jesus at night, they know that something's going on here. But they don't want to be seen openly because they can't deal with that. They've got too many vested interests. They've got too much in the game. They can't afford that association openly. And yet they know something's going on here. Something that we talked about on Zeph's last show too. Do you think that Kenneth Copeland, I don't want to call too many people out because I don't, just more than anything, I don't like wasting time on that. But here's a question. They had all these prophecies and rip-roaring prayers and all this other kind of stuff that they went about and did. I mean, come on, people. Can you not see through this stuff? I mean, what in the world? And yet, when people just continue to go on with falsehood after falsehood, will they step down when they're found out to be liars? No, they just keep going. Shells. Just empty. Appealing to a base materialism and a carnal nature and the need to have hero worship. Need to have somebody stand between man and God. All goes all the way back to Exodus chapter 20. Moses, you go talk to God for us and come back and tell us what He said, and then we'll do what God tells you. What is that? Here, God wants to speak to the people directly. He wants them to know His voice. He wants them to understand and know the one that they follow. And they didn't want that because they didn't want the responsibility. Because what are you going to do now? You can't say, did God really say? Because He said, you were there. Just like the devil spoke to Eve in the garden, like, did God really say? Started it up, just like that. And they, you know, that's the thing in the heart of fallen man, is they want to be able to have that doubt. Because then it allows for them to create a space to make a God in their own image, in their own likeness. It allows them to create the God that they want. To set up that golden calf. Because they don't want the responsibility of hearing the voice of God for themselves. And yet, keep going. John chapter 5. John chapter 5, when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, he said to them, you have never once heard the voice of God. Here it is. Here's these people studying their entire lives, spending their entire lives memorizing the scriptures, memorizing those first five books of the Bible. Just word for word, they got it. Boom, on the tip of their tongue. Rote memory. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And yet, Jesus said to them, you have never once heard God's voice. You don't know Him. You diligently study the scriptures because you think by them you're going to have eternal life. And they're what testifies of me. So life is standing right in front of you and you can't hear it and you don't want to hear it. What are you going to do about that? Man does not live by bread, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. How are you going to live if you can't hear the words that come from the mouth of God? See, when Jesus died on the cross and it was finished, the veil of the temple was rent in two and there was no separation anymore between the very presence of God and man, because the body of Christ Jesus and the blood that was spilled and shed was made way for us. The gate, the door, it is open so you can have direct access to the very throne of God. And yet you would put a man between you and God? You would let them stitch back up the veil and stand in front of that and say, now you need to come to me and give me your 10% so that I can tell you what God said? Are you kidding me? That is the curse of the law. The curse of the law was that you needed a man to get to God. Simple. Summary. The curse of the law was that you needed a man to get to God. And they will bring you back under a curse. And will curse your entire life and your entire existence if you fall for that trap. And it is just that. It is a trap. It is a deception. It is a mind control, just screw your brain kind of thing. And you're going to, even if you come out of that today, it's going to take, you're going to have to just let all of that go. You're going to have to work out all of that programming because it is slavery that they'll bring you back into. You will never move in the things of God if you trust the ways and the conniving and the tricks of man. Be not deceived was the thing that Jesus said to them in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. He said, be not deceived. Many are going to show up in those days and they're going to call themselves the Messiah. Who? The Savior. They're going to be the ones that try to stand between you and God and say, you need me. I'm going to save you. I'm going to carry you out. I'm going to show you the way. Now, you don't need that. And here's the thing. The second that you realize that you don't need them, they lose all their power. Sure, if you need somebody to give you a rah-rah motivational pep talk, well, you know, there are motivational speakers out there. Go get one of those. You know, if you want to go hear a good concert, go listen to somebody that's actually a good musician and not these B-rate leftovers that are just trying to be rock stars on a smaller stage. I know there's people in there that truly do love God and the wheat and the tares grow together, so I'm not speaking about those. But I'm telling you that there's a system that's set up that is been infiltrated, just like it speaks about in the book of Jude, just like Jesus warns about, just like Paul told you was going to happen in Acts chapter 24. And he said, after I go, savage wolves are going to come in and they're going to scatter the flock. But you earnestly contend for the faith. And then in the book of Jude, they said that happened. So the fact that it has happened, what do you think we got right now? Where do you think we are with all of this? So when they stand up and they give you lies and falsehoods and false prophecies and all of this kind of stuff that never happens, never comes true, never comes to fruition, that you would have more luck with a prophecy coming through a monkey throwing darts at a dartboard and just sticking up things on pieces of paper saying this is what's going to happen in your own life, you would have better luck with that. My people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know. So they go on in ignorance. If any man lacks knowledge, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men generously without finding fault. God will tell you, but then you got to get it where? From Him. If you don't hear His voice for yourself, then you are going to perish away from Him. It comes back to you got to hear Him for yourself. You've got to hear Him for yourself. You can't listen to the voice of another. Why? Jesus told you this. Come on, people. Come on. John chapter 10. All that came before me were thieves and liars. They were robbers. Everybody else that came before me. They all try to come in. They all try to show you another way. But He is the gate. He is the doorway. There's only one way. And because, here's the funny thing too. You know, they will lift themselves up. In their own eyes, in their own estimation, and even Jesus talked about this. Somebody comes in their own name, and you give that person a claim. And Jesus came in the name of the Father, and they just destroy, they go after Him. Isn't that funny? Isn't that amazing? You know, the reason that that we just call this Faith Mix was because, part of this too, is because, hey, if God has us to pass this off, we'll pass it off. If God has us for us to close it down, we'll close it down. Whatever it is. It's not about us. It's about Him. And expressing what it is that He gives us to say according to His plan and purpose as He would pour us out. We are poured out. And that's it. It's done like that. Listen, if you are going to flow with what God is doing in this time, you need to stop listening to the voice of man, and you need to follow the voice of God for yourself. Even this, my friends, all this is right here is just an encouragement, but we are not the ones that are shepherding your souls. No, we are not the ones who are, we're just doing our role, and that's it. And you are not to put us on any kind of pedestal. No. You are to walk with God for yourself. If anything, all we are is you're on a journey and you are following Him. And this is just a little road sign along the way to say, yeah, you're on the right track. This is it. Keep going. Keep going. Keep persisting. Keep moving forward. We're with you in this journey. We're encouraging you in this journey as well. You keep going. We're going to keep going. We're all going to keep going with Christ. Yes? Okay. Amen. Go on with it, brother. Go on with it, sister. Be encouraged. And when we call things out, you know, if nothing else, just take a step back and just say, okay, yeah, that's it. True. True. That is true. Because we've seen the deceptions. How many times do we need to go around the merry-go-round before we finally get off that ride? How many times do you want to keep going around in circles? Again, and again, and again, and again, and over, and over, and one more round, and one more round. How many more times do you want to just keep going over the shop-worn stuff again and again and again? My gosh. You know, ever since I was a kid, the end of the world has always been 2 or 3 years off. It's been the funniest thing to me. The funniest thing, the most amazing, comical thing. The other day, I found this book when I was overseas. I was traveling back, and I bought it. I bought the book in 2000. It was like 2000 something. But it was 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming in 1988. And I bought the book. It's cracking up. I had Barbara Marcotti out there at Cornerstone Books. Amazing woman of God. Go online, find Cornerstone Books. Great place to get some amazing resources and just super people. Love those guys. Check them out. If you need to find some good books that are written by some great people, and yeah, they keep good stuff in their shop. But I found that book when I was visiting her bookstore out in Connecticut. And cracked me up. Some great information in there. But what was amazing to me about that was how this natural thinking that just keeps creeping into the way that people relate to life, and again and again and again and again, we just kept going back up over that, over and over and over again. Listen, you can be crossing the street tomorrow and that could be it. Your house could burn down in the middle of the night. You could be sleeping somewhere and a wave can come in and sweep you out. Your heart could stop. Listen, why this huge Hollywood drama? If the earth changed its axis even slightly, we would all fry or freeze. So many things that could happen. And yet God allows for you to continue to be in this paradigm. So why are you worried and perplexed about all these things? Know that God is in control. And He would have for you to pray. He would have for you to engage. But not out of fear. Not out of self-preservation. But out of a supreme resolve that comes in your soul, knowing the one that you serve, and knowing that He is able to do exceedingly above, beyond anything that you can ask or think, that God is able to do those things that He is destined for you to do while you're here in this life, in your window, in the earth. So why not engage in that? Listen, if the world ends in 2 years, great! Wonderful! Because then we go on to be with Christ. And let's make this 2 years the most amazing 2 years ever. And if the world carries on for 1,000 years and goes on, great! Fantastic! What's it to you? I'll ask that same question that Jesus asked when after his resurrection, and Jesus you know, has the so the guys were fishing all night, and he tells them to cast a net on the other side. Then they actually find some fish. Then Peter jumps out of the boat, swims to land, and they all have a breakfast with Jesus. And then they're talking, and this whole thing starts about, you know, what about John? And Jesus says, well, what's it to you if you know, he stays alive until I come? Not saying that he would, but what's it to you? What's it to you if all of this wraps up in a huge, you know, whatever? Now, does that mean that you're not aware? Of course you're aware. But where's your priorities? Where's your heart? What has your attention? What has your focus? What has your engagement? Are you a reactor to the things that are going on around you? Or are you engaged in what God has for you to do? See, here's the way that you ride this out. Back to the wave. Because this is going to be something that we probably will speak about here and there. Because we're in the middle of this now. So, you need to be here. In this moment with Christ, you need to be in step with Him, on His path, on that foundation which is Christ, because He is that cornerstone. He is that board you're surfing on right now. So if you're on anything else, you're going to fall off. It's going to crumble underneath you. The only thing that's solid right now is Christ. And you need to flow with Him. Give your entire being over to Him. Nothing else besides Him. That's the only way you're going to make it through. And you need to flow with Him. Let everything else be what it is. You need to flow with Him. And yes, the enemy is bringing attacks and all that. And you know what? Those are going to come. But even with that, remember what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. Even if we don't make it out of this specific thing that we're facing at the moment, doesn't matter. Because as for whatever it is the world is offering us, we are not bound to that thing. We are with the King of Kings and we're flowing with Him. And that's it. Boom. Done. So if we're here to live as Christ and to die as gain, if we're here, we're going to fight the good fight. We are going to be on that step, in that place, walking with Christ Jesus. If we're here, that's what we're doing. That's where we are. Nowhere else. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's incredible things that God has for us to do right now. Got to be on God's page. And there's a limitation to what others can do to help encourage you in that. But you got to hear His voice for yourself. We have to hear God's voice for ourselves so that we can do the things that God has for us to do while we're here in the earth. The only place you're going to get life is from Him. You've got to hear His words because that is what's going to feed your soul. That is what's going to give you peace within in the midst of all that's going on. He is your daily bread. He will feed you from His throne. He will keep you and guide you and lead you into all truth. And with that, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always love to hear from you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you sometime soon. All right. Bye.